Hear now the word of the Lord as it is written in his second coming in a portion of divine love and wisdom, passage 378, regarding the correspondence of the heart. The heart's changes and pulsations in accordance with the love's affections are innumerable. Those felt by the finger are only that the beats are slow or quick, high or low, weak or strong, regular or irregular, and so on. Because the two motions of the heart change and vary in this manner according to the affections of each one's love, many of the ancient and after them some modern writers have assigned the affections to the heart and have made the heart their dwelling place. From this have come into common language such expressions as a stout heart, a timid heart, a joyful heart, a sad heart, a soft heart, a hard heart, a great heart, a weak heart, a whole heart, a broken heart, a heart of flesh, a heart of stone. There are like expressions in the Word because the Word was written by correspondences. Reading further from the Word of the Lord in His second coming in a portion of Arcana Celestia, passage 3863, regarding the correspondence of sight. Seeing signifies having faith, for the Lord is seen only by faith, because faith is the eye of love. The Lord seen by love through faith, and love being the life of faith. Wherefore it is said in the Word, ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Wherefore it is also said in the Word, it came to pass when Jesus sat down with them that he took the bread and blessed and breaking gave it to them, and their eyes were opened, and they knew him. By which was signified, the Lord appears by good, but not by truth without good, for bread is the good of love. From these and other passages it is evident that seeing in the internal sense signifies faith from the Lord. For there is no other faith which is faith than that which comes from the Lord. This also enables man to see, that is, to believe. But faith from self, or from what is man's own, is not faith. For it causes him to see falsities as truths, and truths as falsities. And if he sees truths as truths, still he does not see, because he does not believe. For he sees himself in them, and not the Lord. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.